Ever feel like you're just kind of, I don't know, throwing darts in the dark when it comes to your business listings?
Oh, tell me about it.
You know, you've got them out there scattered all over the internet,
Right.
but are they actually, you know,
Bringing in the dough.
bringing in
Other
customer?
people.
Exactly. That's what we're diving deep on today.
Let's do it.
We've got this, honestly, this super practical article from freebusinesslisting.com.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one.
And it's all about making those listings work harder.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, of course
Exactly.
you do.
It's like, imagine this.
Okay.
You've got this storefront,
Yeah.
right? But the lights are off.
Well, no one can see you.
You might exist,
Right.
but no one knows it.
You're a ghost.
This article, it's like flipping that switch on, and
But it's
suddenly
illuminated.
you are alive, you're present, people can see you.
I love that.
Right.
Okay, so paint the picture for me.
Okay.
Someone's out there.
Yeah.
They're craving, I don't know, let's say the best cup of coffee.
Okay, I like where this is going.
They go to their search bar.
Throw on Google, Yelp, whatever.
What happens next?
This is it.
Just make it or break it for you, right?
You've got to be visible.
Okay, so how do we climb that search engine ladder?
Well, the article jumps right into some like ninja level stuff.
Oh, I like it.
Let's talk website traffic.
Okay, so not just, you know, any
Oh,
traffic.
no.
We want those people who are actually
Interested in you.
right. And how do we actually see that breakdown?
Oh, they mentioned UTM codes.
UTM code. Okay. Are those as complicated as they sound?
No, not at all. Think of it like this. You're
Okay.
leaving little breadcrumbs
Okay.
across the internet,
I like it.
little tags on the end of your website address, you know, your URL.
Yeah.
So it'll be like yourwebsite.com
Right.
slash question mark UTM underscore source equals Yelp if they came from Yelp.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
Right. And Google Analytics is like, oh, hey, this customer came from Yelp.
So we can see, like, maybe that old listing on that, like, industry-specific site
Right.
is actually outperforming your Facebook page or something.
Exactly.
Data is power.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so we're tracking website traffic like pros now. What's next?
All right, let's talk local search rankings.
Ooh, local.
Imagine Google is like running this popularity contest, right?
I like it.
You want to be crowned, you know,
King or queen.
king or queen,
Above
exactly.
your industry, in your area.
100%, because who scrolls to the second page on Google?
Okay,
Nobody,
William Litton.
right? You've got to be up there.
If you're not ranking high for those searches, you're invisible.
Invisible. And that's where these tools like, you know, Bright Local,
Yeah.
Semrush, Moz
Oh,
Local,
yeah, those are the good ones.
they're like your little spies.
I like
They're
it.
in there, they're figuring out where you stand against your competition.
So good.
They track your rankings for all those important keywords.
Okay, this is good stuff.
Right.
So we're in the game now.
We are playing to win.
We're using the data to like actually get those rankings up.
Data's king.
But it's not just about the algorithms, right?
No.
We've got to.
Gotta remember the humans.
Yes, the humans are out there.
Okay, so talk to me about that human element a little bit.
All right, so we're getting people to the website, right?
Yeah.
But then what?
Yeah. What happens when they land on that page?
That's when those reviews, ratings, they come in clutch.
Social proof, it's everything.
It's everything.
I'm not gonna lie, if I'm looking at a restaurant and it's
Yeah.
got like 2 stars,
You're moving on.
I'm out of there.
Right.
I'm going to the one with like 4.5, 5 stars
Minimum.
with like tons of reviews.
Exactly. And you know what I love?
What?
When they've got those little details.
Oh, tell me more.
Not just like 5 stars, great place.
Love it. Yeah, no.
Give me the why. Tell me about the coffee. Tell me about the service.
Yes, that's what hooks me.
The nitty-gritty. Okay, so not just letting those reviews sit there,
No.
but actually engaging.
Engage. This is where you shine.
Okay, so I'll admit, I
Yeah.
forget about this part
It's
sometimes.
easy to do.
You know,
Especially, you
that
know,
one more thing?
it's a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got multiple locations or a million things coming at you.
Right.
But honestly, responding to those, especially the negative ones.
Ooh, the tough ones.
Yeah, but it shows you care.
Yeah, it shows you're listening.
You're listening, you want to fix it.
You want to make it right.
And people see that.
Yeah.
Even a thank you on the positive
Oh,
one.
yeah. Acknowledge. Yeah.
Acknowledge, it goes a long way.
So, are there any tools to manage all of this?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it feels like a lot, right?
It's a lot. They mentioned in the article Yext, Bright Local, these platforms, they're amazing.
I've heard of those.
They pull in all your reviews, Google, Yelp, you name it.
One dashboard?
One dashboard.
Oh, that's what I need in my life.
Right.
Makes it so easy.
So good. But even if you're not there yet with the like big fancy tools,
Yeah.
just checking those reviews regularly.
Set a reminder once a week.
Yeah.
Go in, check them out.
Okay, so we got the clicks. We're ranking high.
We're on fire.
We're engaging with those humans.
Human connection.
But at the end of the day, it's all about this.
Tell me.
Are those clicks turning into customers?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
Gotta connect those dots to those dollar signs.
Right. Are those people actually walking through the door, so to speak?
Exactly.
How do we even know if our listings are really like driving business?
Okay, so this is where like the detective work gets really fun.
Ooh, I like it.
The article highlighted these like clever little strategies for tracking this.
Tell me more.
And you don't even have to mess up your NAP consistency.
NAP consistency. Oh my gosh, there's an industry term I haven't heard in a while.
Right.
Okay, remind me, why is an NAP consistency so important? Okay, so NAP, it stands for name, address, phone number.
Right.
And it's got to be the same, like everywhere,
Across the board.
across all your listings.
Please.
Otherwise, you're just confusing Google.
Google's like, wait, who are
Exactly. It's like, am I the real Slim Shady?
Right, too many of you.
Pick one.
Okay, so tracking calls
Yeah.
without messing that up.
Okay, there are a few ways.
Okay.
One really cool trick.
Yeah.
Google Business Profile Insights.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
They actually show you how many people clicked call.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea they tracked that.
Right on your listing, it's right there.
That's amazing.
Way easier than asking every single person, how'd you hear about us?
Oh my gosh, so much easier.
Right.
But honestly, sometimes those old school methods
Sometime.
still work, right?
You know what they do?
Like having it on a form, but
Exactly. Or just asking people,
just straight up asking, hey, how'd you find us?
what brought you in today? Exactly. Sometimes those insights are golden.
Yeah, sometimes simple is best.
Keep it simple.
Okay, but what about those bigger conversions?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I want to know if someone actually booked an appointment,
Right.
made a purchase
Yeah, the big
after
guy.
finding me online.
Okay, so that's where those like powerhouse CRM systems come in.
Okay, so CRM, that's customer relationship management.
You got it.
I'll admit, I'm still figuring out
Oh, they're a lot.
all the features and all the things. There's so
There's
much.
a lot going on there, but they
Yeah.
can basically track that whole customer journey
Oh,
from the very first click
okay.
to hopefully a sale or, whatever that conversion looks like for you.
Right, because it might not be a sale, right?
It might be a chip, could be a download.
Download content, yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting.
But the cool thing is, you can actually see
What's working?
what's working.
Which listings are bringing in those like high value leads?
Yes. No more guessing games.
No more like just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
That's like, okay, we have proof now.
We have the receipts.
We have the data.
Oh, data is king, queen, the whole kingdom.
Whole kingdom. I love that.
It's true, right? Because
Yeah.
then you can go to your team
Imagine this
and be
here.
like, guys, guess what?
We tweaked the Google My Business listing.
Boom.
Bookings are up 20%.
Mic drop moment.
Mic drop, we out.
So good.
Data-driven
The
decisions.
best kind of decisions.
I love it. See, and that's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, this whole deep dive,
You're empowered.
it's about knowledge.
You've got the knowledge.
It's about action.
And you can actually take action.
No more hoping, wishing, praying.
It's like you are in control.
We are in the driver's seat, people.
100%.
Okay, so as we're like wrapping up this amazing deep dive
Yes.
into honestly like transforming your business listings.
I'm feeling inspired.
Me too. What is one thing our listeners can do like
Who
today
today?
to start down this path?
Okay, pick one thing from this episode, from this article.
Don't get overwhelmed.
Don't do it all at once.
Yeah, baby steps.
Baby steps, but take action.
Maybe it's those UTM codes.
Could be the UTM codes.
Maybe it's diving deep into their Google business profile.
Check out those insights, see what's going on.
Just one thing.
One thing.
Small steps, big results.
Exactly.
Well, there you have it, folks. We journeyed to the depths of business
You
listings.
went deep.
We emerged victorious
You did it.
with the knowledge to transform your online presence.
Yes.
Go forth and conquer those search
We'll
results.
get them.
And remember, we're always here to cheer you on.
Always.
Until next
To
time.
be continued, happy listing.